It's time to tune up your taste buds and take a trip to culinary heaven, because we're live from Jasper's Kitchen, presented by Hen House. Sit back, relax, and enjoy something new from the wonderful world of delicious cooking with our favorite chef, Jasper Marabli, and his co-host, food journalist, Kimberly Stern. And now, here's the godfather of Italian cooking, Chef J-Man and Toots.
You like that, Miss Kimberly?
I love that. Good morning, Jasper. How are you?
Well, I see you just had your coffee. I'm sorry, I'm eating.
That was personally delivered to me by Stephanie.
And I was just personally delivered some safely delicious snacks, though.
And you didn't waste any time opening those. You know, we had Lisa Reagan on, who developed and started this company. It's State Safely Delicious Allergy-Friendly Snacks. She's sampling today at the Corinth Hen House, where we are, by the way.
Is that where we're at?
That's
Kimberly, I'm going to tell you something, lady.
Okay, tell me.
I've been busy. I'm not going to lie to you.
Jasper, I know, just like Lisa now, I don't know your entire schedule.
Well, Lisa's not talking to me, but that's okay.
Okay.
No, I'm talking about Lisa, my wife.
I didn't know that, yeah.
And she said, you know, you can't keep these 4:30 mornings and going every day, but I've been enjoying it. It's cannoli month. What am I supposed to do? Sit home and lay in bed and say, ooh, I wonder what I'm going to do today.
And today's the last day of cannoli month.
Today's the last day, but the girls at Marco Polo's.
They just pulled it out? They just posted, are you posting it on social media?
I'm going to do it right now. The unicorn cannoli.
The unicorn cannoli.
It's beautiful. We've been waiting for this one, and the girls just went all out. They got there at 7 o'clock this morning, all of them, and they have their little special cannoli month shirts on, and they're excited.
And you know what? You were on with Joel Nichols. Joel came into the restaurant early on Thursday morning. Mm-hmm. You had to be there at 4:30. You had to be there at 4:30 to welcome the cameraman.
We had a lot of espresso, and we had, I'll tell you what, a lot of Zeppelis that morning.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
You and Joel?
I filled them with ricotta cheese. Yeah. How about that?
Yeah.
And then we went on that day to do a little radio gig that you and I do on Thursdays.
On Thursdays.
And then I went back to the restaurant. You mm-hmm. know, I got to show my face.
Right.
You know, stock the shelves and act like David Ball once in a while, you know, and make sure everything's okay. And then I did something that I think after 55 years was one of the highlights of my life. I was like a little kid on Thursday evening, jumping up and down. Lisa said that she's never seen me so happy. Even when I got married. I'm serious.
I know. You won Culinary Fight Club. Huge.
I know. I'm like
huge.
No, I mean, for me,
you didn't.
55 years old, Kim.
Right.
And Leonard keeps saying, stop saying that. Look at the Colonel at 55.
That's
Colonel
right.
Sanders. Look at Ray Kroc at
You're
55.
You're just getting started.
Yeah, so why lay in bed all morning long when I still have a lot ahead of me? Come on, retirement. That's not even in my mind right
now. No, it's not. You'll never retire, Jay.
Enough about Jasper's, enough about Marco Polo's.
But you were also on Kansas City Live yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And you wooed the show.
The Dog and Pony Show.
The Dog and Pony Show. You wooed You wooed Michelle, and you wooed Joel, of course, with cannoli.
I'm telling you, I was a little overwhelmed with the Katherine Hepburn cannoli this week.
And the ooey gooey butter.
Oh, so you must have been paying attention,
well,
lady.
Of course. And, of course, yesterday morning, you and Lisa piped in 300 special edition roastery cannolis for National Coffee Day.
Was that something else?
And Danny O'Neill and his team roastery gave those away at all of their cafes around town. So that was pretty special.
Do you think people are saying, like, shut up with the cannolis? I don't want to hear no more cannolis today.
I think people now put it on their calendar. I think it's like a Facebook event that people now add to their calendar, Jasper.
Oh,
in fact, I think there's going to be an app.
My daughter just sent me a note, and this is a graphic design artist,
right?
Et cetera. And she says, Daddy, she says, that's your best one yet. It looks so good. Aww. So,
hello, Alex.
Anyway.
So, we've got some things to talk about. 94 years we're celebrating. Well,
the
we're
house.
Not celebrating.
No,
they're
the,
celebrating.
The Hen House celebration is going on right now. And it's time for those Honeycrisp apples.
Ooh.
They are crispy. Now, we're not going to go off the subject. We're going to come back and talk about Hen House real quick. But you said that the Cider Donut Fairy visited you last week.
Sunday morning, I got a ring-a-ding-ding on the doorbell. And, of course, Sundays I work. work.
Were you like in your gym clothes or just like, you know?
I was in my riding clothes.
You're in your riding
Jasper
clothes.
Got to see me.
Hey, you gave it away.
My riding
you
uniform.
Gave it away.
Jasper was the cider, the Dunn's Cider Mill
Look,
Donut
when
Fair.
Dunn's Cider Donuts opens up, Dunn's Cider Mill, you know what I'm going to buy? Mr. Dunn and I already talked about
right.
that. I don't care what Lisa says.
Do you have money down on it?
Well, yeah.
Down
payment? I said, we're moving to the farm. And it's not too far from here. She says, I'll stay at the Hallbrook Farm and you stay at the Dunn's Cider Mill Farm.
A little Green Acres.
Yeah, exactly.
A little Zha Zha.
But I'm kind of obsessed with these things.
I know.
I ate mine in the car before I got to your house. I couldn't even share mine with you.
Well, so this is the best thing. Lisa and Jasper are on my doorstep with a bag of donuts. And I invite them in and we chit-chat a little bit. I take the bag of donuts and say, okay, goodbye.
Aww.
I didn't even invite you to stay for coffee and donuts.
Well, get out. Because I ate all the donuts. I didn't leave you many. It's embarrassing. Well, look at me. You think a chef delivers donuts, you think there's going to be a dozen in there? No way.
That's true.
It was only six.
I'm surprised there were six.
Oh, I was looking at that last one in that little sack. Miss Kimberly. Well, Kimberly, it is Hen House's 94 delicious year anniversary. And talk with Bill Esch, and they have some specials just for you. You can read them off. You know them better than me this week.
Well, you know, I left my reading glasses at home, Jasper, so I'm squinting here. But they've got fresh seafood dinners.
Oh, have you had the seafood dinners where you put them in the microwave?
They're amazing. They're
like
Mr. G brought them
minutes.
Home. Yeah,
and smooth and fluffy Tippins pies. It's a German chocolate cake pie this month. Also, filet mignon steaks are on sale. Mm. And T-bone steaks. Mm. Certified Hereford beef, only $6.99. London broils, $2.99. I've been working with the local rancher myself, Tim Hatfield. We had a great What's for Beef dinner.
That was amazing. You did short ribs? No.
Did you do short ribs? We did short ribs. We did beef tongue. Mm. We did the soup I made, oxtail soup. Mm-hmm. But no beef for dessert. Tim thought I would do like a like a caramelized beef jerky dessert. What do you think I did for dessert, just out of the blue?
Zeppelin's
tartuffe. And?
Zeppelin's and
cannoli.
Cannoli.
That was a hard one.
And your recipe this week, London broil and charred cherry tomatoes.
Easy recipe.
Easy peasy.
Well, we're going to talk about charred tomatoes and more local produce and all when we talk with Jonah Galen, the produce in charge of all the produce and floral at the Hen House Markets.
Mm.
What are you stealing, my little snack?
I am stealing your safely delicious snacks.
We got a bunch of them here.
You've got the classic. And I think the secret word for today, safely delicious.
Oh, excellent. That's good. Oh,
okay.
You're a good thinker.
Some days.
Oh, speaking of my phrases, some days, bestest,
It's
all over the news. Have you heard these ads, bestest?
Okay.
You don't watch much TV. They went that one. Hey, join us today with Slow Food Kansas City because we're going to be down at EJ's Urban Eatery down in the Crossroads for a slow food brunch. Just come on in at 1 o'clock. We have some delicious food to talk about with EJ soon. He'll be on the show.
He will be.
Well, Kimberly, don't go nowhere, my friend. We have a great show ahead of us. What was that ahead of us? A quite delicious show.
We'll sign off on that.
Nah.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned because we have Gina Reardon from No Kid Hungry and, of course,
the new chef at Cafe Sebastian. And, of course, we have Jonad.
This is live from Jasper's Kitchen right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
I love that music.
That's where I thought you were going to start singing, Jasper. No. You were like, you had your eyes closed.
I was thinking of being back in Italy right now. You know, every time I get on the bus in Italy to go to our destination with Slow Food Kansas City, I just close my eyes and I start dreaming. Seriously, it's the most relaxed I've ever. You see Jasper going 24/7, but.
Well, I've traveled with you.
When
and
I'm in Italy.
Totally unplug.
Oh, I do.
Totally
unplug. No, we don't unplug. Remember all our chargers?
Well, we don't, unplug that way, but you unplug.
I do.
Yeah.
Well, Kimberly, it's a magical day today, of course. Today, Jasper has declared National Unicorn Cannoli Day.
Wait, we've got another? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I can't keep up.
Well, you got to follow me, baby. You got to follow me. You can't keep up. But Hen House Market has some hot picks that they want you to discuss today.
That's right. Where do I start?
Well, I don't know.
The brown shuck patties?
Oh.
4 for $6.
I'm thinking about cheeseburgers for lunch.
That sounds really good. Oscar Mayer bacon, 2 for $7.
Where's the baby crying? You got a baby in the background there somewhere, lady.
It's not mine. That is a baby, though.
It's not mine.
And there's the BOGO, the Seabass Wild Gulf Shrimp.
There you go.
Save $9.99.
And how about the local produce right now?
Yeah.
The red, white, and black grapes. Those beautiful on-the-vine tomatoes are still around. And the squash and gourds, Kimberly, and the pumpkins, oh my.
When we have Jonan on, we're going to have to talk to him about that huge, massive pumpkin and see if it's in place. I don't think it's here at Corinth. It might be over to 117th and Row.
And you need to talk to Jonan, that's my son-in-law, Jordan, about the G's Whiz apples. Gee Whiz.
I think he's going to have a sample for us.
Yeah. So we're sampling some safely delicious snacks right now, but a lot going on. Yes,
what's up? They're on sale $4.99 with your henhouse loyalty card.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
Reagan, and she's sampling them here at Corinth until 2 p.m. The magic word to come in and win a gift card is safely delicious.
We'll give some safely delicious snacks away.
Yeah.
Also, you know our friend Mark from Tippins.
I think I do know Mark.
Well, today's a special day. It's not only Unicorn Cannoli Day, it's Anita's birthday, his wife.
That's why, I guess we shouldn't say anything.
Huh? Well, we can't say that. He wants us to, we can't say it.
We can't.
Mark, get Mark over here, will you? There are some beautiful arrangements being made.
Yeah.
How's that?
Yeah.
For Miss Anita.
More than one.
He's the Tippins pie man. You know Mark. Anyway, a lot going on around Kansas City. We'll talk more about that. But right now, you have a special guest I'm so excited to talk with.
Kimberly.
You're having fun here, Jasper, aren't you?
Wait, how can you not have fun?
Look what's in front of us.
Lamb tartare. A little nom. I mean, I'm good. You could take it over.
Well, and we're so lucky to have the chef this morning who prepared this dish, the new executive chef at the Kemper Museum Cafe, Sebastian. We have Chef Remy Ash with us.
Hello.
Good morning.
Pleasure to be here.
We are so thrilled that you're here. So tell us about this dish, because it's on the menu at Cafe Sebastian, but it also reflects your background.
Correct. So it's sort of my nod to a traditional dish in the Lebanese culture called kibania. Nia for short. So what I've done here is sort of taken it to a more sophisticated level. So this is lamb loin that I've rubbed in a little sumac, allspice, and nutmeg, and then lightly seared it, cooled it down, diced it up. It's mixed together with roasted garlic aioli, a little raw shallot for some brightness, some chive for, again, some herbaceousness, and then it's topped off with pistachio and mint gremolata.
Oh my gosh.
Served with a little za'atar rubbed naan bread. So yeah, it's
it's a party in your mouth.
It's lovely.
Just
people are responding to it.
It's very, very simple.
Mm-hmm.
The flavors. I mean, it's not something, it's I don't understand this or this seasoning, but the flavors come together.
Right. And kibinia is a pretty complicated dish, and this is a fairly uncomplicated, but it still hits on all those Nia notes, so to speak.
Well, I'm going to ask the first question because Jasper is still filling his mouth full.
Hey.
So, Chef, how does your background lend itself to the cafe's program and culinary point of view?
Absolutely. So I think the cafe, I know that the direction that we want to take it is, again, down its well-worn path of just, a more sophisticated sort of fine dining level, but without kind of the pomp and circumstance of that. So it's a very accessible space, and we want the menu to reflect that, but also to really hit the high standards that were put in place before I got there.
I'm eating. Sorry, Jasper. You're usually talking over me in an interview. This Chef Remy, I want you to know this is unusual for Jasper to be so quiet.
Well, Kimberly, I have a lot of questions for her. We have a lot of time today.
Go ahead.
Do I have a lot of time?
Well, you've got the normal amount of time.
Coming into this kitchen for you and bringing your background in the kitchen also,
sure.
Setting your mark and working with the employees and the tradition of the museum and carrying that on. And it's like the torch being passed to you.
Sure.
You have to love this.
I do. And they really have welcomed me with open arms. It couldn't have been a smoother transition. And like I said before, we just hit the ground running and we've already flipped lunch menus, dinner menus. We get to change every week. And I have a wonderfully responsive staff that wants to be a part of this and gets excited about the food. And we sit down and we hash out, the menus every week. And it just feels like the right place to be at the right time.
Well, fall is knocking on the door. I mean, it really is, Miss Kimberly.
It is.
And we're very, very close. I could just imagine, I mean, just from one taste of your food now, mm-hmm. I could just imagine your mark and what you want to put on the menu, especially with the tradition of the brunch on weekends.
Again, and I do want to honor, you know, the standards that were put in place before I got there, but definitely sort of redirect and maybe pivot towards a new future at Cafe Sebastian. So I've got a wonderful staff that's behind me and surrounding me and all around. And so we're just kind of forging this new path together. It's been nice.
Can I tell you, the more you get into this dish, Kimberly, you need to eat a little more.
Well, I don't the eat on air starts, as much as you just want.
Oh, get out of here. Who are you kidding? Because you turn your mic off.
That's true. That's true. I don't chew with my mouth open. Yeah, this is a gorgeous, gorgeous dish.
And I see you just doing these simple dishes or your own version, of course.
Absolutely.
And then bringing it to another level.
Yeah, I think that's sort of my signature as I've moved throughout my career, just keeping it simple, clean, and seasonal and really letting the ingredients, you know, sing for themselves. That's just kind of been my trademark. And people respond to it, you know, because they don't want to be talked down to, so to speak, you know, with a dish that's too complicated. But they want to be educated, but they want to be able to eat it and enjoy it.
We're speaking right now with Remy Ash. Kimberly and I are, of course, enjoying some of her new dishes from Cafe Sebastian. She is now the executive chef at the Kemper Museum of Contemporary Art Restaurant, a beautiful restaurant here in Kansas City. Kimberly, you've had many, I caught you with your mouth open. I'm going to end this one real quick. You've had many events there, and mm-hmm. Slow Food Kansas City, I was telling you, Remy, earlier, has an annual brunch that we like to do. So we have to get in line for that one.
Absolutely.
And set that up very soon with you.
And so, like Jasper said, where fall is knocking at the door, the Kemper is famous for throwing fabulous events throughout the year, but
yes.
The fall season is especially fun. What do you have coming up in September or later in the fall?
Correct. So we have our gala, our Carnival Havana Gala, on October 21st. It's a Saturday. Our general admission is $200 and $100 for guests under 35. It's the largest fundraising event for the museum. And with the Cuban theme, we're really allowed to just have some fun with it, right from the decor to the food to just sort of the carnival atmosphere we hope to foster. So it's going to be a lot of work, but it should be a huge reward as
Kimberly
well.
Kimberly and I can't wait because, look, we're both ready to say something right now.
The next morning.
We leave for Cuba.
Oh, you're kidding. That's
no.
Great.
October 22nd.
Well, what a great introductory transition.
Exactly. Exactly.
So you'll really have a lot of fun with that party.
Absolutely. Yeah, we had a meeting the other day, and I've just got pages and pages of notes of the things I want to do and just sort of take it and make it my own, like you said before. And so I'm really looking forward to it. But again, feeding 500 people is no small task.
No, absolutely.
So with the dinner menu, and I'm just looking at it right now, the agnolotti, of course, and then the pork ribs. I haven't seen pork ribs and the Korean barbecue sauce.
Yeah, so I love Korean food, and gochujang is a Korean fermented Korean pepper paste that I just madly fell in love with many years ago and can't get enough of it. And I had this idea that I ran by my sous chefs and that we do a glazed pork something, whether it's belly, so sort of a brown sugar gochujang, oyster sauce, soy sauce. It turned out wonderful, offset by a little lime juice for acid. It turned out better than we expected, and so we thought, you know, ribs aren't beneath us. Ribs deserve a place on the table.
That's right.
And, you know, it's another nod to sort of Kansas City and how, you know, this town likes to eat. It's barbecue and it's meat. So this is, again, just a refined version of that. Yeah.
Love it.
Nice interpretation.
And the brunch menu, anything different?
That is my last tackle. So we've got lunch and dinner under our belts. Brunch is our next. It comes right down to menu formatting. So we're looking to expand the brunch menu, but just keeping everything on the page looking the way it should be. I mean, this all goes into the plates of food.
That's right.
It's ink on paper sometimes. But I am looking to expand the brunch menu and do some really fun stuff like shakshuka, you know, baked eggs, and just some different quiches. And again, lightening it up, some house granolas, and maybe bringing in some labneh, some minted labneh for the house granola. So I slipped the Lebanese
in there.
Yeah, some of the flavors in there when I can. But people are really responding to it, so I'm going for it.
What a beautiful tapestry. And, of course, the pastry program at Café Sebastián is well-known.
Yes.
What's going on there?
So, again, I'm working with my pastry chef. I don't think he would call himself that, but he's wonderful at pastries. And I would like to just, again, simplify it and bring in some newer ideas. I did a goat cheese panna cotta once that was wonderful, and a very simple pot au creme. And with these kind of simple pickups, you can have a seasonal accoutrement to it. So again, you're sort of laying up the foundation and changing up the key players. But again, keeping it fresh and light and simple. And yeah, just taking it into a new direction.
Well, Remy, we welcome you to the Kansas City food
scene,
of course.
Thank you very much.
We look forward to working with you, of course. And our guest, of course, Kimberly, come on. We need to come down and look at these menus and try them out.
I know. Unbelievable. You'll see us in Cafe Sebastian soon. And, of course, don't forget about the Kemper Gala, the Carnival Havana coming up Saturday, October 21st. You can go online to kemperart.org/gala for more information.
Or you can make reservations at 816-561-7740. Cafe Sebastian, featuring first-class ingredients, local, organic, and sustainable foods in a simple but elegant atmosphere, Miss Kimberly.
Nicely said, Jasper.
Ah, you know me. And that wasn't even scripted. Well, welcome again. We appreciate
you
coming
to
the studio. And anyone who brings simple, elegant food like this, Kimberly, we absolutely love it.
She deserves a place at our table.
No doubt.
Live from Jasper's Kitchen, celebrating National Unicorn Cannoli Day, as declared by Jasper.
I love it. I'll have to put that on my calendar, Jasper.
But actually, we're at the Henhouse Market giving away free Tippins pies and more.
That's right. If you come in and say the secret phrase, which is...
Secretly, safely delicious. Not secretly,
safely delicious.
Aww.
And Miss Lisa Reagan, who, of course, is the developer of Safely Delicious Allergy-Friendly Snacks, is here at the corn store until 2 p.m. sampling. These are so good.
You want to open another bag?
What do you mean? You opened the first one. You finished the first
one. Let's have some raspberries.
Okay. And they're $4.99 with your Hen House card.
Oh,
so what
wow.
a deal, the three-ounce bag.
Well, come on over here right now because, Kimberly, you have a lot to discuss today. You've been, like, going through the produce aisle.
I have, because we've got our friend here, the director of produce, Jonad. We love Jonad. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Jonad's looked like he's had some sleep lately.
I know.
Maybe a little more sleep after
the baby.
The new arrival.
Actually, I did get some sleep last night and the night before. That's two in a row.
And you said he's filling out and he's just, rearing to go.
Oh, yeah. She's doing great. She gained 2 pounds, 2 ounces in a month, which is awesome.
And we have another member of the family here, Dennis, our engineer. His grandson was born.
Congrats.
I think yesterday, Zachary. And he's a beauty.
Beautiful photo. All these beautiful babies. Oh, my. Well, Kimberly, I'll tell you something else. I'm snacking here, having a little coffee. We wished a good friend a happy birthday.
We did.
You have friends coming by to visit you and say hello.
Well, can I just say?
That's what I'm saying.
Gigi is standing right in front of me. Gigi, who was the developer of, and people are going to swarm you, Gigi, the lemon cake, the famous lemon cake that Cafe Europa sells.
Oh, they're a little dangerous.
Yeah.
Don't tell me.
Uh-huh.
Well, Kimberly, let's talk with Jonad about some of these beautiful, delicious produce items he brought over, especially these whiz. What are they?
Gee whiz.
I don't have a script, but I want to know about that.
Well, wait, Jonad, before we talk about those, I know you don't have a script, Jasper. You refuse one.
You can tell.
Jonah, before we talk about the Gee Whiz apples, can we talk about the green beans?
Oh, you need green beans.
Please.
The green beans are awesome. And this is as close as we can get them now because our local season's over. And this is the last week we're going to have them available out of Colorado.
Because geographically we're kind of kaput here, right?
Yeah, that's the climate change. We moved to find the freshest, best produce around the nation.
And you go to Colorado instead. You think it would be colder or something like that. I don't know.
Just the farm and the land, the shape, if it falls in between the mountain and then the air draft and all that, then it controls the temperature. So.
See, I love how Jonette has an answer for every
question. Don't tell me that because I asked him the other day about pawpaws. And we could have talked for another hour. He was like, in 8 seconds, I was so impressed.
Well, these green beans, these beauties are 2 pounds for $3. And, Jonad, I think you like green bean casserole, don't you?
The
old-fashioned.
My favorite. But I'm thinking putting them in a little bit of pot liquor, some cornbread, and a little bit of pancetta in there.
Okay.
Some potatoes.
Okay.
That's a dinner right there.
Kind of a southern Italian twist.
Oh, we're going to have it tomorrow. It's on my mind right now.
All right, I can tell. All right, well, let's talk Gee Whiz.
So Gee Whiz, it's a great, great, great grower. And the reason why we partner and we work with them, it's all about the flavor. So it's a company based on flavor first.
Okay.
And it's a passion for growing to flavor. It's not growing to a specific size or a time frame. so they can get a return of money on the farm. It's really about when is the product ready and perfect so that the consumer can enjoy it.
So we're talking about a really, truly a product with integrity is what you're talking about.
It is. It's very high integrity, and we have a close relationship. And, you know, you can taste the difference in the apples, and I can show you one that's Gee Whiz and one that's not, and you can tell them a mile apart.
Am I wrong in saying this is the first time I've seen this here?
This is something we began trickling in last year, and this is the first full-blown. We're going to have pretty much every apple they grow in here.
A while back you told us when we were talking about the apple you may be eating right now from another store may be up to 10, 11, 12 months old.
That is correct. So Granny Smith is one of those that just became picking. Some retailers might still have last year's Granny Smith on there.
So when I have a Granny Smith in June, you're telling me it's not fresh?
It's not.
Wow, I never knew.
They get picked, the latest get picked in late October before the first frost.
And then did they get injected with something? Or
it's not
just
injected. It's an atmosphere control room.
Okay.
They suck all the air out, and it slows down the aging. It basically puts them dormant.
And when do they, what's ethylene gas? What's that? Is that what the apple releases?
Actually, almost all produce releases ethylene gas. Mm-hmm. It's natural in the ripening process. Just like bananas. So if you ever wanted to get a peach that's green, you wanted to get that peach ready quicker, you put it on a bag with a banana in it.
Exactly.
The banana naturally releases that.
Really?
And gets the
that's
peaches,
what mom all used to do.
And the peach doesn't taste like banana then?
No.
Okay.
It's just the gas gets it riper a lot faster.
Well, so they have over 1,500 acres along the Columbia River where these are actually grown.
The Gee Whiz.
The name itself, and I was paying attention, I was trying to, but Gee Whiz. It's like because you eat it and you go, wow, Gee Whiz. Is that what they're saying?
That's what it is.
Okay,
Everybody call.
Did you say that earlier? Because
no.
It didn't come to me.
But I like that, Jasper.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
When I took a bite of it just now, I said Gee Whiz.
And that's how the name came about. It's because everybody kept telling Mr. Oval, you know, Gee Whiz is your great. So that's he just cut that from his customers and put it as a label of the apple.
Kimberly and I are fortunate. We got to go with Danny O'Neill on a coffee expedition.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on seafood expeditions with some of the guys here at the Hen House and down to the farms for meat and everything. I would give anything to go somewhere with you with produce and just follow you around.
We need to do a trip, and let's put on the schedule for next summer.
Seriously.
I'm thinking third week of August.
Oh, wow.
Because in the third week of August, we'll get to see grapes, stone fruit, cherries, apples, and pears all in one trip.
Where at?
I'm packing.
We'll start California and go all the way up to Washington.
No kidding.
This is like on the produce trail with Joan had. I like
That's
that.
It. We I could like that a lot.
Yeah.
Boy, that mine. This mine's going right now, Kimberly.
Yours or mine. But, Jonathan, you have so many great tips. Like, I learned so much from you when we talked to you about produce.
Your background. Let's talk about that. I mean, it's because your love of fresh produce, or you just like to study like I do. You find one item and just go all into it for days.
So it really began part-time job in a produce department in a retailer in Florida. And then from there, it just kind of stuck and stuck and stuck. And, you know, just the passion on it, it's always different. There's always something new, a new variety, a new field, a different flavor, a different color. And just the passion kept growing and growing. And today, it just keeps going. I mean, I can't wait to find something different for next year.
You're curious.
Does it bother you when you go to a restaurant or go to another store and you see, like, it's the summertime and they're selling these heirloom tomatoes or something and you got to be very critical, but I know you're not one to speak out, so.
Well, wife never buys produce. I mean, that's one of those things. That
you're the produce buyer in the house as well.
I am the produce buyer.
So you're the director of produce in the household.
I like that.
So even though she goes to the store and, you know, it's I like our stores that you can come in and shop blind. We want outstanding quality on there.
I have to tell you, that's what Lisa and I do on Saturdays. I mean, on Sundays, whatever. We're like at the city market. You just walk around and what we find, that's what we're going to cook with that night for dinner.
Like Europeans.
Exactly.
You know, we've got to shift gears just a quick second here because Hen House wrapped up their CSA program, very successful program this year. And, of course, Jasper and I both cooked with it and posted, and so much fun. It's so sad when it ends. But Hen House is going to be donating something very special to Harvesters.
That's a very sneak peek. You guys are actually going to get it first than anybody else. We had 2,656 bags picked up by our members.
Wow.
And just like we promised at the beginning, we're going to be donating 2,656 pounds of fresh produce.
Fresh produce. Yeah.
Wait, repeat that. How many pounds?
2,656 pounds of fresh produce.
Wow.
That's a lot of produce.
That's something else. Congrats to David Ball.
That comes from the CSA members. I mean, this is your bag picked up. It's a pound of fresh produce to harvesters.
So, in other words, when people are buying the CSA bags from Hen House, they're investing in the community as well. I mean, they're buying fresh, buying local, supporting local, but investing in the community. That's very cool.
Well, that's what it's all about. And, you know, with companies that like this who give back to the community, and to be involved with that, you and David Ball both have to be very proud. And I know when David brought you on, and you just came right in there, and just we connected very quickly.
Yeah.
We both love food, and we start talking history, and I've learned so much with the produce. Yeah. Thank you so much. And to your beautiful family.
Thank you.
And that new little one. I follow him on Facebook and his wife, and she has some big news also you want to talk about.
Yesterday, she was in the celebration. She became a U.S. citizen.
Oh, so. Congratulations. What a feeling I get.
Mazel
That's beautiful when I saw that.
Wow.
Congrats to you.
It was a beautiful town. Never been down there. I got to take the family down there for
to the
a weekend.
Court. It's an amazing.
Fort Scott. It was beautiful.
It's an amazing ceremony.
Yeah,
isn't
our
it?
Friend Kate Sweets is from down there. Yeah. And a lot of Italians down that area, too, not too far over in Pittsburgh. Well, Joan, thank you for coming on. We have a lot more to talk about. Fall is upon us, but holidays are coming right around the corner, so we'll talk more.
We'll talk more, definitely. We got a lot more stuff coming.
Congrats to your wife again. This is Jasper Mirabile.
Kimberly Stern.
We're not going nowhere, my friends. We are here in Corinth, the Hen House Market, coming right back with another delicious interview with Gina Reardon from No Kid Hungry, right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
Hey, this is Jasper.
And this is Kimberly.
And we are live at the Hen House Market in Corinth, celebrating 94 delicious years. You need to come on by because we just finished talking with our friend, Jonah, who is the director of produce, about Gee Whiz apples. I've already had my taste.
Gee Whiz, they're good.
Miss Kimberly has a bag of green beans that she's going to be taking home. What are you going to do with those green beans?
I'll probably make Mr. Gee a traditional green bean salad.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
Temperatures are crisp.
I'm thinking what Jonah said, you know, Kimberly, green bean casserole. I'm obsessed with that.
I know.
Oh,
I know you are.
And I'm talking like canned soup and all. I don't care.
The real deal.
I'm
the
not gonna
lie.
Fried. What the
heck? Yeah. And do you know what Jonah also said as
What's
he
that?
Was leaving? The bulk department here at the Corinth store, 25%
wow,
off.
Wow, really?
At the Corinth store.
I wonder if those pine nuts are over there. I need to go get some.
That's a big deal.
Excellent. Well, you brought on one of our good friends to the show, and, of course, someone who does so much in the community, Kimberly.
That's
Take
right.
it away with our next interview.
We are so lucky to have Ms. Gina Reardon on with us. Hello, Gina.
Hello, Kimberly.
And you're the founder of No Kid Hungry, the KC chapter.
Yes.
And this is the third or fourth year?
We are on our third anniversary. It is actually our fourth bake sale.
Our fourth bake sale. The community, it's called the KC Culinary Weekend. It's next weekend, October 7th and 8th. Starts off on Saturday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. or sellout.
8 to 4.
8 to 4, I'm sorry. Sellout in front of the Brookside Commerce Bank.
Yes, that's right across the street from the Price Chopper there. And it's at the same time that the Brookside Farmers Market's going
That's
on,
right.
and Meyerfest. So there's a lot going on in Brookside on Saturday.
And what happens is that celebrity bakers, chefs, restaurants, community bakers all bring their goods under this huge tent, and people are nuts. You would think it's like a white sale, Jasper, in January.
So this is Saturday?
It's next Saturday.
Well, wait a second. I have something to do Sunday, I told you, because of my father's anniversary.
Right.
We do a special dinner, but I forgot about it. I could do Zeppeli Saturday morning.
That would be excellent.
Well, wait a second. I completely forgot.
Okay.
I like it. It's a live wire.
Him.
We got one.
Oh, okay. I will be there. Will the mayor be there?
Not this year.
Well, I need to call him then. Why not?
I don't know. I think he's tied up.
No. He's listening to the show.
Give an inside line.
I'll talk to him or his daughter-in-law.
Because his pound cake was pretty
Oh, boy. Don't tell me. And your pie. I still have your pie plate, but you said it's mine. I mean, your cake plate.
Cake. Yeah, and Katie Van Lucien and I as K-Squared are going to be doing the lemon blueberry morning cake.
I didn't know. I'm glad I listened to the show because I did not know about Saturday.
I'm glad you paid attention, Jasper.
I thought it was only Sunday again this year.
Okay. Works.
It's a double header.
I'm excited now.
And then on Sunday, of course, at the Guild, is the Country Brunch and Bloody Mary Smackdown.
Yes, it's the second year for that event. We've got about 20 chefs participating doing small plate tastings. We have a pastry buffet, cider and donut lounge. That's new this year.
Oh, come on, stop teasing me.
We've got eight bartenders competing for the best Bloody Mary in town. And this year, all our guests will be able to taste these bartenders' creations. So a lot of them are infusing their own vodka and making some special
additions
to their own.
We'll have a bunch of Ubers outside, so don't worry about that.
Yeah, it'll be excellent. We have a live band, a silent live auction with some incredible packages available.
Culinary packages, primarily.
Culinary packages.
Will Berto be there doing the Bloody Mary from Michael Smith?
Actually, he's going to Paris.
Oh.
I know. Rough life.
Not Paris on the plains, but Paris.
No, the real Paris.
Okay.
With Ryan Mabee. But Andy Rieger, Rieger Distillery, they are Jay Rieger and Company. Andy's one of the judges, and Jay Rieger is one of our liquor sponsors. They're donating all the gin, vodka, and whiskey for the event.
It's huge. And let's talk about tickets. We'll talk about them at the end, but people can go online. Now, the bake sale, of course, is free. You just have to buy.
Walk up and buy.
No ticket. But the brunch?
The tickets are available on Eventbrite. Just type in Country Brunch and Bloody Mary Smackdown or Country Brunch Kansas City, and it should pop right up. Or they can go to our Facebook page. There's links on our Facebook page, No Kid Hungry Kansas City, as well as our website, which is KCTeam4, nokidhungry.com.
Now let's talk about No Kid Hungry, because you managed to motivate, pull together this team, and it was the largest independent fundraising team for No Kid Hungry
in the nation
country.
In 2016, yes. We raised over $100,000.
Which provided how many
meals?
1 million
meals for kids, which has an awesome ring to it, doesn't
it? It does.
It's got to feel good to give back like that.
It does. And, you know, if we reach our goal this year, we'll have reached a cumulative total of $250,000, and that's 2.5 million meals for kids. Every dollar is 10 meals. So that's a significant impact. So No Kid Hungry, as you know, is part of Share Our Strength. That's built on the premise that everyone has a strength to share. So that's what's really remarkable about this weekend. Is there's so many people, no matter what they have to offer, it all contributes to the whole, and we're changing lives. So at this point in the country, there's 13 million kids facing food insecurity. That's down from last year where we were quoting 16.5. So nationally, it's 1.6 kids in the country are food insecure, but it's still 1 in 4 in the greater Kansas City area.
I got to tell our listeners right now,
okay.
She's talking right now. She has no script.
No script.
She started giving those figures and everything. No. That's amazing.
Gina is passionate. I've worked side by side with her now for 4 years. Or 3 years.
3 years.
And she's totally passionate about what she does. In fact, we call her a culinary philanthropist.
And I'm flattered by that. But what's so amazing is the collaborative, the genius in the heart and the yes, the warm and effortless yes that comes across the board from so many people.
And you know what we were able to do, I think, last year was the first time we had the Next Generation Bakers.
Yes.
We have kiddos like Mary Berg's son.
Yeah, Nick.
Nick.
Is
Nick
that something
Groves.
I have to watch Nick grow up right
we,
now?
We
oh my
have
gosh,
our friend Noah Belcher, of course.
Yes. And Lillian Hostie. I have a story about Lillian. You want to hear it?
Have we had Lillian on the show?
We haven't, but we need to.
Booker.
She's 7. She had her first bake sale last year, and she raised $900
in
an afternoon as part of our team, and then she baked in our bake sale.
Well, what'd she make?
She made, last year she had some brownies and some cookies, and she walked right up to Mayor James, and do you want to buy my brownies? She did not leave any stone unturned.
I saw her. Yes. Of course.
So Lillian was nominated to be one of the Tea Collection, that's a children's line of clothing, inspiring little citizens, and she made one of the finalists.
Yeah.
So as a finalist, when they had some kind of clothing clearance or a promotional sale, Tea Collection donated a percentage of proceeds to the 5 finalists. Lillian brought our team over $7,000
this
way.
Year. Yeah. Unbelievable. A 7-year-old girl.
Yeah. But it was funny when she walked right up to Mayor James last year and she gave him the biggest sales pitch.
Oh, I have a darling picture.
Hit him.
Yeah.
He didn't know
you cannot say no to that child.
He deserves it. That's good. I like that.
And I think Noah Belcher then followed suit. I think Mayor James was accosted by these next generation bakers.
And Noah's so excited to bake again this year.
Yeah.
He's making a trio of scones.
Yeah, his scones are good.
I'm pretty excited to try them
myself. His scones are good. So, Gina, again, people can go online to buy tickets for the brunch.
Yes.
VIP tickets are still available?
They are. And we've got a VIP lounge, especially yeah. roped off area, concierge service, and more chances at the tipsy toss.
Yeah.
A swag bag, some extra special champagne behind the bar.
Yeah.
It'll be lovely.
And you, I mean, I know it's a heck of a lot of work. You know, last year, Nancy Smith, of course, was your co-chair, and you talk about a tornado.
Oh, she's a dynamo.
A tornado. And this year, Jenny Vergara is chairing with you.
Yes, and she's done a great job bringing some additional chefs to the table, and you can really speak their language. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. So, again, you do a ton of work. I mean, essentially, you won't have sleep until next Sunday night.
Yeah, well, maybe.
But, and the band, Big Time Brain Company.
Oh, Big Time Brain Company.
I think it's really important to note these guys do this
for
free.
Yes, out of the goodness of their hearts. And they are so behind it and enthusiastic, and it's really wonderful.
And, of course, Katie Van Lucien is going to be the co-MC with Tana Guthrie. Tana will be doing the
auction. Yes.
And
You know what? We have a guest mixologist coming down from Minneapolis.
There you go.
Doing a signature cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
And he's building it around Aquavit. He's new to the area. Yeah. I mean, Vintegrity is repping them. Tattersall Distilling. So that'll be fun, too.
Very fun.
It really is something else. And not the help that's such about the bartenders in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Oh, we are on the map. I'm down in New Orleans and having dinner, and I told someone else from Kansas City, this guy runs over the table. Do you know Ryan Mabee? Do you know such and such in this place?
Yeah.
And people don't realize Kansas City. And then I get on the airplane, and there's Ryan coming down there for a big cocktail competition. So, I mean, we are on the map with, you know, with our bars and everything that's opening up on the plaza and everything, the local bar scene.
And the bartenders they're such a collaborative community, just like the chefs, you know.
Yeah.
They are so collaborative. They're so giving, and they're just, it's fun to watch them work together.
Yeah, we're bringing back Zach Snyder. He was one of the Tide winners from last year's competition to defend the title.
Yeah.
So it'll be fun to see who comes out on top this year.
And how about the last year, I even wrote about it in the Kansas City Star. I was so impressed about the deconstructed Eggs Benedict from Lon Lane.
Lon and Stuart
Lane. Are they doing something this year?
No, I think it's Lon's birthday weekend.
Okay.
So we had a little bit of a conflict.
Oh, I understand that, believe me.
And they set up that Bloody Mary bar, but it's going to be fantastic this year.
Yes, it is, because the bartenders that are competing are actually offering samples of their Bloody Marys to the guests. So that's a little bit different
from last year.
Well, that's
really
something, Gina.
Thank you. Okay, well, I'm going to do the Zeppelis and some little bags, little donut bags we can give away and sell and everything.
Yay.
So I am glad. I'm like, I know I read everything. I'm sorry I didn't catch that part.
That's okay, Jasper.
I really feel really bad now, but I'm glad I listened to the show live from Jasper's Kitchen right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio, 103.7 FM, AM 710.
We're talking with Gina Reardon right now from No Kid Hungry, and it's really good, really something special when you talk with someone from the community who's giving back so much for nothing. I mean, you really are. And there's nothing in return for you. There's no, you know, it doesn't help a business or anything like that. It's just something that you want to do. And that passion comes across. And then when you get everybody involved in the community, including the mayor, I know you're listening. Someone get to him. They'll tell him. But and bringing everybody out on Saturday morning and then Sunday again, that's really special. Yeah.
Well,
and,
thank you.
And, Gina, you've got a catering business. I mean, you're a busy woman, and this is catering season.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm juggling a few balls.
Yeah. So it's going to be a great weekend. Can't wait to be under the tent hawking. And one of the most fun things for one of the bakers is to go in and sell your goods.
Oh, wow.
You
got to
entice the crowd.
Oh,
right?
I'll entice them with Zeppelis. Don't worry. I'll sell it. I'll put on like a cannoli uniform or something.
Okay.
No, I'm not wearing that stupid cannoli outfit. Don't ask me again.
I wanted Jasper to wear his cannoli outfit.
No, I'm not.
I've got an apron for him. It says, "No Kid Hungry in My Kitchen."
Oh,
yeah, you need to wear
that. I will.
Mm-hmm. That's perfect because, you know, Jasper is a mentor to a lot of young chefs.
I love it.
A lot.
I did this competition the other night, and I'll be honest with you, I wanted the kids to win so bad. I almost went up to the judge and said, "Look at these kids. They made their pasta." I mean, Lisa,
and they
went and told Lisa. They said, "Is Jasper serious?" Said, yeah, I mean, that's the next generation. It's
absolutely.
When I see the kids in the restaurant, that's our future.
That's right.
And what you're doing with No Kid Hungry,
that's
what it's all about. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So it all comes together. It comes full circle in the end. Well, Gina, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank
you. Kimberly, we have a lot going on, especially today. I'm busy at the restaurant. I'm going to this brunch over at EJ's Urban Eatery down in the Crossroads for Slow Food Kansas City.
Yeah.
It's just a meetup.
tomorrow, you know where you can catch me at 8 o'clock, don't you?
Dunn's Cider Mill.
I'll be waiting in line.
Will you be ringing my bell at 10?
You want donuts again? I'll bring them to you, lady. Don't go nowhere, my friends. We'll be back next week with more from Live from Jasper's Kitchen right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.